Okay. We're cold out here.
All right, so give me a sense of what we got going on here.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a little cold. The temperature has dropped. But what we have going on here is the drilling process has just started. So you can see the drill rig back there. It's in the, it's actually kind of like a small semi-trailer. And you see that orange rod that's sticking up? That's the angle of the drill hole that's going down into the ground. And what's been completed to date over the last couple days is they've drilled through about 100 feet of overburden. And they've set the steel casing down in the bedrock. And so the drill crew is getting ready to start coring the bedrock. Okay, and that's a hollow barrel with a diamond impregnated tip on it, and it just cuts out a cylinder of the rock going down. This particular hole will go down about 1,500 feet. In order to drill that, we have to manage the rock cuttings that come up out of the hole. And so they're excavating a hole there, which is called a sump, okay, that the drill cuttings will go into. And that sump will be lined with that black plastic liner there. And this is all according to the administrative code here in the state of Wisconsin, how the DNR regulates this process.
So the sump holds the cutting, so any of the issue that just stays right there, and then eventually that'll just get sealed up?
Yeah, so the drill cuttings will go into the sump. They'll go in as a slurry, so there'll be some water and some bentonite mixed in there. Once the hole is done, the cuttings and the bentonite will settle out. That water will be decanted into an adjacent hole so it can just percolate into the ground. Those drill cuttings and the bentonite will be mixed with Portland cement to solidify it. And then it'll be covered with that plastic liner, and then the whole area will be buried and reclaimed.
Okay. So how do you feel about the progress that's been made so far?
Well, it's been a little slow because last week it was warm and we had some rain up here, so that makes it, you got to take a little more care just to get things set up, so that's delayed things a little bit. But it's very cold now, which is actually good conditions for doing the drilling. And so once we get that sump constructed, they'll be able to start making some pretty good progress on the holes.
And what is your geology, your geologist, or what is their title?
The field geologist, yes.
And so what are they here for?
So they're here, so we've got two geologists out here, and they work in tandem. We've got drill crews that are working 24 hours a day on shifts. And so those field geologists are out here overseeing the work of the drilling contractor, making sure they're doing everything in accordance with the environmental permits that the project's been issued. And then they're also tasked with, when the exploration core comes out, they're taking that back to the core processing facility where they log the geology, process the core, cut it up into segments, send it off to a lab, where the lab tests it for things like copper and gold and tellurium.
Okay. And the metal pipes over there, is that the casing?
So that is the drill rod.
Okay.
So that's the drill rod. So this hole will be about 1,500 feet deep, so we need a lot of drill rod to go down it and get that. Yeah.
All right. I think that about covers what we're need to know from the background. So I think we'll let Ethan just start getting video of some of the action going on, and then when he's done out here, then I think if you can take us inside the rig, we'll take a look in there.
Okay.